Chicago is warily eyeing a host of issues that could set the city back in its fight against COVID-19. That's just as cooped-up residents are starting to return to some sense of normalcy after more than 2 months of staying at home. Last week, Mayor Lori Lightfoot moved Chicago into what's called Phase 3 of her reopening plan. That means people can once again do things like eat at restaurants outside or get a haircut. But earlier, WBEZ's Kristen Shore spoke with WBEZ's midday host, Lisa Labas, about why we can't let our guard down just yet.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Lisa.
So we just started to get out of our homes a little more, and the weather is finally getting really nice. Why are you talking about how the city could move backward?
That's a good point, because there are suddenly so many people outside again just in the last week alone, which is basically a recipe for COVID-19 to spread. Consider we've had tens of thousands of people in the streets shoulder to shoulder protesting for George Floyd. This is a black man who was killed by a white police officer in Minnesota. It's hard to social distance at a protest. I mean, this idea of staying 6 feet apart. Mayor Lori Lightfoot partially reopen the economy in Chicago, so a lot more businesses can open up, even though they can still only let a fraction of people in at a time. But you've got some parks that are reopening. You've got more kids who can go back to daycare. You also have lots of people who have been helping businesses destroyed by looters clean up. And then, like you mentioned, we're heading into summer. The weather is getting nice. So there are just a lot of people that are outside now and getting out.
All right. So what has to happen for Chicago to move back to a stricter COVID-19 phase?
Yeah, so there are lots of metrics that public health officials use to move the city forward into these next reopening phases. And if we fall below these benchmarks, Chicago could move back. So, for example, they want to make sure that the number of COVID cases is consistently declining and that there are fewer than 15% of people in communities that are testing positive for COVID. I recently talked with Dr. Allison Arwitty. She's the Chicago Public Health Department commissioner. And she said the big thing that would push Chicago back into phase two is if the city's hospitals get overwhelmed. So they only have so many beds for COVID patients and ventilators to help them breathe. So far, hospitals have enough beds and ventilators, but Dr. Arwitty said she was concerned about how COVID would spread considering all the recent events that has brought tens of thousands of people outside of their homes. Here's some of what she had to say.
COVID was just not top of mind, right, through this whole time, through the protests, through the violence, and I would not expect it to be. But during that time, not just the protesters, but I think a lot of us here in Chicago were getting together in ways that we just had not done in months.
So, Kristen, how are hospitals preparing for a potential uptick in cases?
Yeah, so hospitals told me they're in a better position than they were back in March when the pandemic really took off here in Chicago. So back then, they were inundated with patients. They were scrambling for protective gear like masks and gowns. And now they're not starting from scratch. So a big thing is how much more testing they can do. In the beginning, they sometimes had to wait more than a week to get results back to see if their patients had COVID. And now they can get results in less than an hour. So hospitals told me they pretty much have never dropped their guard.
But were hospitals thinking they would potentially see another uptick in cases so soon?
No, they were actually planning for the fall, when kids might go back to school in actual classrooms and heading into the flu season.
All right, so what should we look out for going forward?
So Dr. Arwitty told me she soon plans to reveal more of her goals for the city, like what could set us back versus what could move us forward, like reopening the coveted lakefront. But these next few weeks should be telling if we see a spike in COVID, because it typically takes up to 2 weeks for symptoms to show up.
That's WBEZ's Lisa Labas talking with Kristen Shorsch, who covers public health for WBEZ. You can find more details about this story online at WBEZ.org.